when I was like in the seventh grade, I found my way during a basketball game up there. I found a way to sneak into the stadium somehow. Yeah, I walked around the field and everything. It was crazy. I was in the seventh grade, like 13 years old. So that was the only time I was in the stadium. I wasn't supposed to be in there technically. I found my way in there.
What was that experience like when you were in there?
It was great. I was a young guy, so I'm just walking around, looking around, and it was nothing like it was something I'd never seen before, it's a very special place up there. They got a lot of history in that stadium, and luckily I got the opportunity to play this weekend.
Is that kind of your first memory, your probably youngest memory of the Big House in Texas?
Yeah, definitely. I vividly remember walking around the field, running around, getting that feel for it.
Was it at halftime of a game? Did you leave after the game?
Yes, it was during an NIT game, and I think Michigan was playing Miami, University of Miami at the time, and then at halftime I just went outside. They were doing construction on the stadium, and I found my way in there.
Yeah. So I take it then that this game on Saturday is going to have more of a special meaning to you than, say, when you went to Michigan State last month.
Yeah, you could probably say that, because I grew up a Michigan fan. I didn't really like State too much. You can say that.
So it was that you said that you grew up a Michigan fan. Is it your entire family then, pretty much Wolverine?
No, it was just me. I don't know why I gravitated towards them, but I like Michigan at the time.
And they obviously changed when you decided to come around.
Obviously, I don't like them too much right now.
Yeah, but I guess as far as right now, you go through this losing streak. What do you do to keep everybody else encouraged? And have it so it's not like something where it continues to get to you and then suddenly what happened last week leads to what happens.
Well, that's the thing with college sports. If you win. If you're winning, you can't. The challenge is not to get satisfied and stay working and not get content. When you're losing, the challenge is how do you find motivation to go, to keep going, to find ways to fix your mistakes and, just to enjoy the game. So that's one thing we're trying to do right now. We're trying to get the guys going, get them up, and remind them that we still have a special opportunity ahead of us.
I do have to ask, just going back to that Michigan connection, because Soup obviously played there and was a coach at one point in time. Did you ever tell that story that you just mentioned before, like to him? Did you ever exchange that?
No, I never told him. No.
So, who do you feel like, has he ever told you about experiences that he had then?
Yeah, definitely. His record with his receivers that he had, they've been very successful. So, I never knew about Coach Campbell at that time. I didn't know who their coach was. But now that I know, and I know who's the guy behind, the whole operating
guys that
system.
You grew up watching.
Guys that I grew up watching, I always ask about them. Almost like every other day, I'm asking Coach Campbell, what did these guys do on the field, off the field, did you coach the same way? So it's things like that I try to get up out of them.